Bruce Jacobs of the Chronicle joins us. Bruce, you know, they say of rookies and young players, they should be seen and not heard. I think Crawford subscribes to that. He's really a pretty interesting kid.
He really is. He's just, you know, he's kept his head on straight the whole time. But he's got a lot to offer. There's a little wry sense of humor there and a real self-confidence, self-assurance to him that, I've always liked. And, you know, by gosh, he's turned into a better player, much better player than we saw in the spring and early season. It's really rewarding.
This Gold Glove is voted on by managers and coaches back east. They don't see him play. They haven't seen him play probably since June. I think it's trouble because they're going to go with people they know. But I think he's right up there and deserves it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. He's as gifted as any shortstop in the league right now. You know, Tulowitzki is a tremendous shortstop.
Right.
When he's healthy, he makes all the plays. And, of course, he's a tremendous hitter. But defensively, he's great, you know. But I think just for sheer magic of the hands, I think Crawford's right there with him. And but I totally agree with you. I mean, his name doesn't ring true with anyone yet. And it's going to be awfully hard for him to get that award as deserving as he's going to be.
Yeah, next year, another story.
Yeah.
You know, and plus
once you win it once, then you're on the board.
And Terrio said something to me that's interesting. He's going to join us later on. But he said, you know, he's been a big influence on Crawford. And Terrio's a big part of this ball club. And, Bruce, you know this, the veterans, you know, down the stretch who've been through World Series before and all that. He said, wait till Crawford makes an error in the World Series. He's going to have to deal with it. It's part of his growing up as a baseball player. I like that.
Yeah, and Terrio's a guy who, you know, when he first came over here, even with all his experience, he kind of was kind of laying low as well. And as soon as he became a factor, his personality came out, and it really has been an influence in the clubhouse. The guys really like him. He's a real good guy to have on the team. So, yeah, let's hope that error in the World Series happens when they have a 5-0 lead.
Better to make an error in the World Series than not to get to the World Series at all, right, Bruce?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, let me ask you, as long as we're talking about hardware, and Buster Posey took home the Willie Mack Award last night, and that's great. And some people are saying, well, not some people, everybody's saying Posey's in contention for the MVP. But I was just thinking, the Brewers are 9-1 over their last 10. They're creeping up around there, around St. Louis. Ryan Braun has 40 homers, 107 RBIs. What if this guy were to win the MVP after what happened last year? How awkward would that be for Bud Selig, or would it be, I don't know, would it be kind of poetic justice for Ryan Braun?
Well, it would be justice for him. I mean, Marty and I have had this conversation more than once. You know, just when you look at Ryan Braun's statistical resume from the day he broke in to now, every year he has is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's not like Melky Cabrera going from a washout in Atlanta to a 346 guy that nobody can get out here. You know, I mean, I really don't care what Braun has done, what he may or may not done. This guy's a hell of a player and has been start to finish, and he's been exactly the same player the whole time he's been in the bigs, and right now he's carrying the Brewers maybe right into the postseason, and if that's the case, he's totally deserving. I mean, I would support Posey, I think, equally. You know, I mean, he's as good a candidate as any, but I certainly don't have any problem with Braun winning it.
Yeah, his numbers this year are very similar to what he did last
year.
Someone pointed that
out. And every other year.
Yeah, no, you're right. Look, you laid that out to me early, and I agreed with you.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was absolutely your
observation. So his alibi might have been true. It might not have just been a, you know, fishtail.
And who knows what he used it for.
Okay.
And we don't know that. But
no,
but
we don't really know anything, but we do know that he's a force on the field and always has been. He's been the same player since he broke in, and that's got to count for something.
No, it does. I think it's great circumstantial evidence, Bruce. You made a good argument. You're very good on that.
Good.
Segueing to Melky Cabrera, I just want to get your thoughts. You and I haven't talked about it yet, of abdicating the throne, so to speak, which, of course, he can't do.
No.
It's a statistical category, but they changed the rules for Melky Cabrera. They actually changed the rules.
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, you can't do these things in the middle of the season because you don't like the way the rule might turn out. I mean, it's probably going to lead to you know, the fact that they will not allow any suspended player for performance-enhancing drugs to win any of the postseason awards or qualify for any of the statistical titles. A statistical title is different than an award. I mean, if you hit 346 and it's the best average, that's it. I mean,
right.
It's not like the MVP. The thing about it with Melky that's troublesome, and I'm reading all this, you know, oh, geez, it opens a can of worms, and now what do you do? Well, as long as he's hitting 346, it's not a big deal. Now, if they all of a sudden say they're taking away, you know, his batting average or, you know, dismantling that 346, then you got a different thing. But that 346 stands. That's
exactly
what he did. It's like
right.
It's like what Bonds did, what Jose Canseco did, what Rafael Palmeiro did. All that stands. It's not a dangerous precedent in that regard. It's only disturbing in that a rule that should have been in place already, that being anyone suspended for performance-enhancing drugs, you know, they're either an asterisk on a batting title or is not eligible for an award. They had to change it on the fly, which is not right.
No, and I think it's a big PR move. And, you know, again, being a lawyer, you know, there's a lot of negotiating to, you know, restore his image, maybe get away from the second stage investigation of the fake website and all that.
Yeah.
But he did something for baseball, and baseball, you know, did something for him. And that's generally the way the world works.
Well, I will say that I hope he wasn't talked into this by that ridiculous group of people that represents him. I mean, because it is a nice gesture, whether it's obviously he's trying to improve his image, but, I mean, I think a lot of guys would have been too proud to come forth with something like this. Like, screw that. That's my batting title. So, and, you know, the guys on the team, you know, genuinely like Melky when he was here. He's a good guy. He's very shy. But, you know, he certainly wasn't any kind of disruptive presence. He's well-remembered as a person. He's just not so well-remembered for how he handled this situation, the fact that he got busted, the fact that he didn't address the team afterward, and all those things.
Yeah. Well, all right. So maybe we finally put a period on the Melky Cabrera.
He might have helped the team, Marty and Bruce. I mean, their winning percentage without Melky is much higher than with Melky. I don't know.
Well, yeah, the real interesting issue is if they win that division series, whether they'd activate him. I mean, I've heard it claimed that it's a foregone conclusion that, you know, of course, they'll activate him. I don't agree with that at all. I mean, there are certain things that can't be determined by statistics. And, you know, they used his departure as fuel to come together as a team. They have played better without him. You know, you're missing, it's not like you're missing a Ryan Braun in the lineup. And I think they're over him. And I think, can you imagine all of a sudden now it's game one of the LCS, okay? Giants are in it, and all of a sudden there's 19 riders in the clubhouse all around Melky's locker.
You're
and
right.
Then they're asking Buster about him, and they're asking Javier Lopez
right.
about him.
Yeah.
Forget that.
No, you're right. That's going to that ends it right there. And
yeah.
I think that's – baseball will do something else, trust me. They'll put him on the 40-man, and that'll be the end of him. It has to be that way.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he should be restored, of course. He's served his time, but nowhere should it say that you have to put him on your playoff roster. That's ridiculous.
No, that's
and I really think, I don't know, do you think it would be possible, Marty, to at some point negotiate something into the CBA where you can terminate the contract if a player has been suspended for these things?
No. No,
no,
because
not possible.
No, because the
players union wouldn't go.
No,
for
they
it.
Wouldn't go for it. They're saying, all right, we will do this testing.
Yeah,
but if
yeah.
we get caught, you can't take our job away.
Yeah, I can see their stance, and they usually win those arguments.
Yeah, and they wouldn't go for it otherwise.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're you know they have no incentive to do it. There's
yeah.
no incentive to do it. Boy, all right, they got a shot to clinch tonight. The Dodgers. It was 3-0 last time we looked in the eighth inning. Pretty exciting day, you know, Bruce, because you and I can remember sitting there in Glendale watching these games or at Scottsdale sitting behind home plate, and you never know where a season's going to go. It takes 25. It takes great seasons for everybody, and they got a shot tonight to wrap it up.
Yeah, it really is. It's great. I mean, I think the two of us all season have thought they were going to win it. We thought they were the best team in the division, but you have to come through on these things, and they've had to overcome – more junk in their way than anyone could have imagined. You know, we all know what there's six or seven things that, you know, we had really heard of ball club. They've overcome all of them. And it's very, very satisfying for them to be clinching at this stage where they can, you know, I don't think they're going to relax. They're not going to, you know, play a half-baked ball the rest of the regular season. But at the same time, I mean, they can get a few things in order, you know, in proper time and not be in that desperate mode that the wild card teams are going to be in.
Right. Once you establish they catch or don't catch Cincinnati and Washington, I think you slow down a little bit. How about the season of Angel Pagan, though? And I know Posey's fabulous and, you know, Posey. But, Bruce, you look at leadoff hitters, the true leadoff hitters of baseball, they don't exist anymore. Look at this guy.
Well, is there anything better than a leadoff triple? I mean, now he's got 15. I just think this guy should be so proud of himself. I mean, when the trade came down with the Mets, there were all these stories in the Post and the Daily News about how he wasn't a trustworthy player. He was reckless. His fundamentals were bad. His judgment was bad. And get him out of here. You know, really. And now we see a guy who's become one of the leaders on the team, definitely on the field. He's become a very consistent player. You kind of know what you're going to get from him.
Yeah.
He's not doing stupid things in the outfield or the bases. I mean, the guy's a force. And, boy, do they need him at the top of the order, and that's what they're getting.
15 triples.
Yeah.
I think 30-some-odd doubles, 28 stolen bases, 90 runs scored. He's had he's hit in 50 of 55 games earlier in the year. So, free agent, and here's the problem. You worry about they had to pay Huff. They paid Rowan. They paid Zito. I don't think there's a worry. I think this guy, character-wise, is so good, I go out and sign him. I don't even think about it.
Absolutely. No, without even a thought. I mean, you know, the Melky Cabrera thing was a big issue for them. That's not going to be on the table. I mean, their outfield is critical to restore what they've got. I mean, they'll bring Pence back, and Pagan will be back, and then they'll see about left field. But, yeah, man, I mean, you talk about a center fielder and a leadoff man who's truly grown up into a mature, productive player, loves it here, the fans love him.
Yeah.
Boy, what's not to like there?
No, and I think you can trust him.
Huff
was a little different story. Huff came with other baggage, and, you know, he had his one great season, got a two-year contract, but Huff was a different kettle of fish than this guy.
Well, yeah, no doubt. I mean, and Huff was unbelievable last year, and he'll always be remembered that way. But, you know, he's kind of at the end of the line. I see now where they're saying it's likely he'll make the postseason roster. That to me is a negative. I don't think that should happen, but, you know, I haven't really studied the options, and maybe he's their best option as a left-handed pinch hitter. But, yeah, I mean, Pagan is still, I mean, he's coming into his own right now. You know, Huff's last good year was 2010.
Yeah. Well, if Huff gets on, he's got to bring a runner with him. So, you know, it's like being a motorcycle in the sidecar.
It's like that plane carrying the space shuttle yesterday.
He takes up two spots on the plane, you know?
Yeah, he'll draw a walk, then they'll carry him off the field to get a picture.
I mean, you just can't. I don't know.
Nah.
You know, you got to see how it works. No, Pat says no.
Nah. He hasn't contributed to the team all year, and you're going to reward him with a playoff spot?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
All right. Cincinnati here, Cincinnati there. Does it matter to you if they got the two games here or three games either way?
Well, there's so many ways to look at it. You know, if you get one of the games, if you're in Cincinnati, then you're looking real good coming home. But I don't know. I think there's also a lot to be said for, you know, relaxing and opening at home and trying to get those first two nailed down. And then if you can't win one of three games on the road, you don't deserve to be in the postseason anyway. And I think baseball, more than any other sport, the home-road thing is not nearly as relevant as it is. Definitely in the NBA and I think in the NFL. I mean, you look at the 2010 Giants. They clinched in Atlanta, in Philly, and in Texas.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
So, I mean, and there's constant examples of teams breaking hearts of the hometown fans. You know, it just happened. It's happened so often and the Giants certainly have shown the character, and especially with their pitchers, where it matters. You know, to get things done. So it's interesting. It looks to me like they're probably going to wind up playing the first two games at home, and I just think that's. I think that sounds the best to me, and it's great for the fans as they get to see the thing start off, and it just sounds right.
Yeah, I like it. I do. I think it's good, and, you know, when you get into this start of the season, it's pitching anyway, and you got to pitch.
Yeah, that's right, and you know, next year they'll go back to the 2-2-1, so this is a one-time deal, and you just try to survive it.
Well, the Cardinals survived today. Beltran, a big home run in the ninth inning today, is 30th, and they end up winning. The Brewers got beat today. Gio Gonzalez won his 20th. R.A. Dickey won his 19th today. The Dodgers are going to fall another game back. Phillies are getting walloped by the Braves today. I think it's going to be the Cardinals. I felt that way all along.
Well, if Beltran starts hitting again, that's huge. I mean, he was in a real bad slump for nearly a month, and I don't think he was totally healthy, kind of what we saw with him here last year. But if he's having a little rebirth there, that just makes, you know, obviously unbelievable difference. Switch hitter with power. You know, they got Yadier Molina and Holiday. Carpenter came back and made his first start in forever. And
should have had a win yesterday.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you. And I like Matheny. I just, the Cardinals are, they're always good. They're never a poor team.
Now, look, you and I talked, remember, I think we talked about it in May. I said, look at their franchise.
Yep.
There's never been a drought.
It's unbelievable. They're always good. They're not always great, but they're always good.
Exactly. There's never, well, the Cardinals are, you know, have gone 12 years without playing 500.
They've had three skippers since the late 70s, right, with Herzog and La Russa and now Matheny, right?
Is Red Shandings not the manager anymore?
Who?
What happened? He's not the manager? All right. Hey, great to have you with us, as always. And, you know, it's been a great season. We got so much more ahead. And I appreciate you being on, as always, Bruce.
No, it's a lot of fun with you guys. So I look forward to the next time.
Yeah, tomorrow, 11
there
o'clock,
you go.
Right here.
Thanks,
Bruce.
We'll
see you then. Thanks, guys.
Bruce. All right, thank you.
Good, very good.
Isn't he something?
Yeah. Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.